Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Josephson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ed Hermann now catching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Stottlemyre moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermann. The throw from Fernandez and he is out, Michael applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. White moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Dan Osinski now pitching. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-2 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Roy White. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing left field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann scores. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stottlemyre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.